All right, John, I am going to go straight from the station and fill up my tank because these gas prices in Jacksonville are so low. It's $1.95 right now at several stations around town.
I know. Isn't it great?
It's pretty exciting.
It is exciting.
But you're telling me prices could actually be lower here.
They could. You know, Florida is a little different from the rest of the country. All the gasoline in Florida has to be shipped in by sea, which raises the cost. So right now, the cost of these ships coming to Florida has increased because there are fewer ships available coming from the Gulf, where a lot of the gasoline is refined. I was talking with Buzz Hoover over at Gate Petroleum. He's the vice president of petroleum supply for Gate. He was saying that Gate used to be able to buy wholesale gasoline from the Gulf at about 5 cents over the wholesale price to have it transported to Florida. Now that is 15 cents. So that's an extra 10 cents of cost for Gate, and they're going to pass some of that on to the customer. Not all of it, but a good portion of it. So that is raising prices here in Florida. In the Midwest, also in parts of the Northeast, the gas prices are lower. I heard of a gas station in New Jersey selling gasoline for $1.85 a gallon.
So our prices could be lowered. Are they expected to get lower?
Yeah, that's the good news. The real thing that drives gasoline prices, of course, is the cost of crude oil. And that's an international market. The smart money is saying, anyway, that the price of oil will continue to decline, perhaps as low as $35 or $30 a barrel from $45 now. That obviously means lower gas prices for all of us, which would be great.
All right. Welcome news from our business analyst. That's John Burr. Thanks, John.